Welcome to the latest episode of Conversations on the State of Healthcare with our podcast sponsor, the North Carolina Healthcare Association. This podcast is produced by the North Carolina News Network in conjunction with the North Carolina Healthcare Association. Today, we're exploring the role that hospitals play in improving community health and enhancing the overall health of our communities. Now, every 3 or 4 years, hospitals and community stakeholders conduct community health needs assessment surveys. These allow members of the community to voice their healthcare concerns, and in turn, this helps hospitals understand some of the unmet health needs in communities and then prioritize some of their partnerships and initiatives to address them. The survey covers many, many topics, including access to healthcare, chronic disease management, mental health, substance abuse, and some basic health needs. Gaps are then identified between needs and services, and this enables the development of a comprehensive improvement plan for outreach activities and investments in community health. We're talking with Dr. Anthony Frank. He's the Chief Medical Officer and Senior Vice President of Medical Affairs at UNC Health Blue Ridge in Morganton. Thank you so much, Dr. Frank, for joining us.
Thanks, Christine. Pleasure to be here.
We're very excited to have you share with us the improvement work that UNC Health Blue Ridge is prioritizing as a result of your most recent community health needs assessment. Talk a little bit for just 1 second about exactly what that community health needs assessment is.
So it's a project that we normally do about every 3 years, and it's required actually for our public health folks to conduct the survey on the hospital side. We're also required to complete such a survey of the community, and we here in Morganton do this in partnership with our public health department and a number of other community organizations. The last one we performed was in 2022, and the top three concerns that it identified here in our community was mental health, substance use disorder. Number three was obesity with risk factors.
We're seeing with many things, mental health is just a recurring theme. Based on what you've seen, is the need for mental health really increasing in our communities?
So mental health is a huge priority and a huge problem in most communities across North Carolina and really across the United States. I'm an emergency physician by training. And I would tell you, almost 3 decades of practicing emergency medicine, behavioral health crisis, substance use disorder have been long-term problems that we've commonly addressed in the emergency department. And this problem continues to get worse pretty much every day as we move forward.
Okay, and talk a little bit about substance abuse or substance use disorder.
So in our community health needs assessment, and it's actually been present in the last 6 years, the last couple of these assessments that we've done, that's been a recurring theme. In Burke County, over a number of years, we were actually second in the state with the most drug overdose deaths. That between 2012 and 2019, the data related to that between 2011 and 2018, most of those were commonly prescribed opioid medications, as we've all seen and really heard about the opioid crisis. And then as the work for the state and as physicians have been really more focused on not being the source of those opioids, unfortunately, patients, when they couldn't get the prescription ones, have moved to heroin or fentanyl as their drug of choice based on cost and availability.
That is so scary. I think I read one statistic that said more than 10% of North Carolina's population admits to struggling with substance use disorders. Do you think that's accurate from what you're seeing in the field?
So this is a really amazing piece, and until you start talking with folks about substance use disorder and the crisis and the problem with this, it really is amazing how quickly people will open up and almost tell you their personal story. I found this to be one of the really more interesting things as you start just conversationally talking with folks that you wouldn't even necessarily expect to have, you know, some knowledge of this. And they'll start telling you about their brother-in-law or their, you know, or their mom. And it's, I mean, it's really incredible. I mean, this is not a problem of folks that you just see, you know, living on the street. These are, you know, your neighbors, the folks that you go to church with, you know, friends, family members. And it's been really eye-opening as you talk about this problem. How many folks can tell you of a family member or a loved one that have dealt with, died from, or are currently struggling with this?
You folks over at UNC Health Blue Ridge and Burke Public Health have some community events, I think that they're free, that you do where people talk about these things, including some authors and subject matter experts. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, happy to talk about that. In the last year, our public health department actually received a grant from the Dogwood Health Trust to put on some community forums where we were inviting our community to come spend an evening with us and really try to raise awareness in the attempt to reduce stigma around this. And during those, our public health director, Danny Scalise, really has been leading the charge here locally for us addressing this disorder. And we've also had been building additional relationships in our community. One such one that has to do with harm reduction locally in our community is a group called the Olive Branch Ministry. And Reverend Michelle Mathis has become a great friend and really has helped teach a lot of the folks, you know, really what this is all about at the boots on the ground level and how it is that we in hospitals and healthcare can assist in the work that's been going on in the space over the last couple of years. And we've had, to date, we've now had three forums. The first one, we had the opportunity, we invited Beth Macy, an author of several best-selling books, Dope Sick and Raising Lazarus. Actually, pretty interestingly, if you read Raising Lazarus, it's very local to Morganton, Hickory area, and actually we'll see references to our community in her book. Dope Sick, you may be aware of, there is a video special that was done on Hulu.
Yes.
Which is pretty eye-opening. And again, as you watch that pretty interesting story, the physician that was actually portrayed by Michael Keaton in that series is actually a physician named Dr. Stephen Lloyd. Dr. Lloyd also joined us in one of those forums here in Morganton to tell his lived story of addiction, and is a national speaker really on how we can do this right and how we can help these patients. So very fascinating community forum with him. And the opportunity during those forums, we've actually invited some of our state health leaders to help facilitate those conversations. Dr. Kathy Colville, who was formerly the president of North Carolina Institute of Medicine, joined us and interviewed Beth Macy, and Dr. Betsy Tilson, our state health director and the chief medical officer of North Carolina DHHS, interviewed Dr. Lloyd. So those two went off fantastic, and we had the opportunity here a couple of weeks ago, the end of May, to have the third one in the series. We were able to invite our North Carolina Attorney General, Josh Stein. He was facilitated on stage by Brian Mann from NPR, their national opioid addiction correspondent. We were supposed to have Dr. Rahul Gupta, who's the director of national drug control policy for the White House, at the event. Unfortunately, some weather caused a problem with him getting there for the forum, but we had a great forum. And then Dr. Gupta spent several hours with us the following day that we had scheduled, meeting with statewide, county, and local leaders in our community to really find out what was going on locally, how he could help us, and really how we could continue to partner in the work that we're doing locally with resources from the state as well as nationally. So really has been a fantastic series to help bring awareness, and we're really making some great contacts and really feel like we're gaining some momentum as we're moving through and identifying this problem.